Understand me. I find myself, I just can't help it. Late over in the midnight hour, I find myself, I have to pray about it. And then again, I find myself, Lord knows I have to sing about it. Fellas, would you sing about it? Lord have mercy. Oh, that sounds good to me. Take up too much of your time, but I just got to tell you about it. Everywhere I go, I hear people talking about they need love. But I find out in order to have love, you first have to give love. Lord have mercy. And when you have love, you gonna find peace. And when you have love and peace, Lord knows you'll find happiness. Oh, I'm sitting here and my mind go back to the time back home in my home church. You know, I used to sing a little bit on the choir, and we used to sing about love. Mercy.
All right.
Oh, I used to sing a little bit. And I find myself so many times singing about love. And I want to ask you a favor out there. I know you can't see me, and I can't see you, but I want y'all to join in with me, because I know the same thing that I'm talking about means so much to you. So what about let's just sing it together? Will that be okay with you? Lord have mercy. Without it, no, 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 no. Oh, I'm gonna leave you alone, but I got to tell you a little more about it. You know, the other day, me and my organ player, Brother Sam Moses, we was sitting down, and Brother Sam said, Tommy said, love means so much to me. He said, I just want to play about it. I said, okay, Sam, play out your soul. Do y'all like that? Wait, 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 wait 1 minute. Oh, I didn't stop there. Brother Sam's William told me the same thing. Play Sam. One day that this world will have this love, peace, and happiness. I love you.
Today I found you. don't want it to be said too late. He's coming like a thief in the night. You better get your heart right. Don't you wanna hear the master say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Oh, sin a man.
Yeah. whatever you're doing, I want to let you know one thing. You may be on your job, or you may be riding along in the car. You may be in your house, but I want you to know one thing, and that is none but the righteous. I said none.
It's real simple. Listen to these words.
What would y'all do?
But I couldn't do a thing without the Lord on my side, y'all. Oh,
what would you do?
What would y'all do?
If the Lord. That make you wanna cry. Oh, yeah.
But you feel hurt inside.
Oh, yeah.
Would that make you wanna run and hide?
Oh, yeah.
Would that make you wanna lay down and die?
Oh, yeah.
But you feel hurt inside.
Oh, yeah.
If the Lord left your side.
my mother was in misery. I hurried home as fast as I could. I rushed home like a good child should. She had so much pain pressing her head, lying down on the sick bed. But I heard my mother say, just before she passed away, I'm free at last, free at last, free at last. She said again, she said, I'm free at last, free at last. Kept on talking, you know, and she said this, she said, I watched you grow, my son. I told you about the wrong things you've done. I loved you from a child. I took care of you when your father died. Now I'm free at last. She raised the voice, you know. She said, oh, I'm free at last. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Free at last. Oh, no more tears to shed. No more bowing down head. I'm free at last.
Sometimes I look back over my life and see how far the Lord has brought me. I realize that he's brought me through many dangers, seen and unseen dangers. And it makes my soul look back and wonder sometimes. You ought to hear me pull my arms every now and then and look back and say, oh my,
yes, By myself, you can look for me. Is that all right? Is that enough? Huh?
I may be sick.
I may be sick.
Gospel music, old and new, quartet, and contemporary Christian music. Join us Monday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, and catch the wave.
I've found healer.
North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
In the floorboard, and I thought I would never walk again. But you know, someone dialed 911, the emergency medical service, and after they dialed, they came out and began to cut me out of the car. There for 2 long hours, they took what they called the jaws of life and began to cut the car up around me. I sit there with pain racking all through me. I thought I was gonna lose my feet. I thought I was gonna lose my legs. But God is such a good God, and I thank Him for it right now. As I sit there, I said, Lord, you know, and I don't believe you brought me this far to leave me right now. So they cut me out of the car and got me out to safety. And when they got me out, I said, Lord, I want to thank you, because things could have been worse than what they were. And I want to tell all of you who are out there right now, got your hand in God's hand, God will take care of you. Sometimes it may not seem like it, seem like the road is rough, the going gets tough, but He will take care of you. And I don't know about you right now, I thought I was going to lose my feet and legs, but
If you could see me right now, I'm walking on my feet, I'm walking on my legs, and I just give God the praise right now, because he didn't have to do it, but he did it anyway, and I want to let y'all know that he will.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Nobody but me, my God.
I'm not walking right. Oh, say
a prayer from me.
Let me say it again. When you see me, and I'm not a walking right. Oh, say me, and I'm not talking right. Oh, say
please.
Oh, and if you hear me, and I'm not talking right. Oh, say
a prayer.
Let me sing a verse right here. What kind of world would this world be if we would just learn to get down on our bending knees and speak to God concerning every problem we face? Oh, say
a prayer.
One more thing. Oh, I know sometimes that you feel like that you're right and I'm wrong. Whatever you do, please say
a prayer
for
me.
Oh, we might not ever agree, but would you do this one thing for me and say, ooh, please,
for me.
Oh yeah, just pray. And the morn and the eve,
that's what you need to do.
Whatever you do to me,
say a prayer for me.
If you really, 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 really love me like you say you do, just help me pull through and
say
a prayer
for me.
I'm just trying to encourage somebody out there that prayer. Tell somebody out there, press you, see you. Mother, I know it's rough, but you got to hang on in there. Cause prayer will. Daddy, I know it's rough, but you got a secret weapon. Just pray about it. Get down on your knees and begin to talk God and say, here I am, Lord. Take my hand. Heaven and earth, something about prayer that would change things. Can I get somebody out there that done tried prayer? And no prayer will. Prayer heal your body. I know that prayer will. Prayer brought me over. Prayer pulled me through. Oh, prayer will.
Thank you. I'm you see me, and tears are falling from my eyes. It's because I'm thankful. Dancing around and you're wondering why. It's because I'm thankful. Oh, Lord. So when I think about your goodness and all the ways you've made for me, I did nothing to deserve it. It's just you keep blessing me, and without your tender mercy, I don't know where I would be. Make me see I'm thankful for everything you've done.
Anybody in this room tonight?
Because I'm thankful.
Listen here. When I remember where I was and where I am right now, it makes me say I'm thankful. The Lord lifted my head when I felt like throwing in the towel. Listen, Lord, that's why I'm thankful. Oh, yes, I am. Because you were not there when my life was hurting, but somehow God, He brought through as He did. And what the enemy meant for my evil, God, you turned it around for my good. And there never was a moment when you left me there alone. Oh, that's why I'm thankful.
Any thankful people in this room today? Because of the blood, Lord, you forgave me. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thankful. Hey. Yes, Lord, I am.
I need to know how many thankful people are in this room can say them. If you're really thankful, come on, someone tell them again. It's because I'm
thankful.
Come on, tell them. It's because I'm thankful, Jesus. Because I'm
thankful.
Thank you.
more thankful in here. Oh, because the tendency is to want to complain. But I wish you could travel and see who doesn't have what you have. How many of y'all just thankful for everything the Lord does for you? How many are just grateful that God has been so good to you? And I'm just thankful, thankful, Lord. Thankful, Jesus, for the times you stood by me when everybody had
hold on. Though the clouds seem dark, we came here to tell somebody tonight, just hold on. Though your way seems hard, can I tell somebody on this side, if you just hold on. Y'all don't know it, but you're looking at a witness. The sun will shine again. In fact, I can see a light just around the bend. So the nightingale stopped by to tell you that just all you gotta do is hold on. If you hold on to God's unchanging hand, God will win the fight. Is there anybody here that's ever been brought out of a storm? Then you know what I'm talking about. Help me say, hold on. It will be. See, God stands at the beginning. Then he looks all the way down at the end. So God already knows. Can I get me a witness in here tonight? Exactly. So in spite of how dark it seems, we stop by to tell somebody to hold on.
He's going to see you.
My time has come and gone, but I sense that somebody needs to hear me say, sometimes it seems, I can really talk about this part, like all hope is gone. Anybody ever been there? Just remember, God has promised he won't leave you alone. Somebody in the midst of a storm tonight, you'll appreciate this. Although it may seem hard, God told me to tell y'all, stand on God's word. Cause the battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. Grab hold of God's unchanging hand and just hold on. I don't care what it looks like, it is. God will win. I want to talk to somebody here that can relate to me, because at one time, just like me, you were down and out. But tonight you can get up and you can testify that you can't get too low to where God can't reach down and pick you up and turn you around and place your feet on him. God, God, he knows. Oh, I wish I had at least one witness in here. He knows exactly. Look at somebody and tell him that. Somebody say, hold on.
Hold on.
Look at them and say, hold on.
Hold on.
You don't know what you're doing, because some of y'all think that it takes the educated phrases that get you over. Some of y'all think that it's a 16 or 17 letter word that gets you through. But sometimes you just simply need to have somebody walk up to you, look you dead in the eye and say, hold on.
Hold on.
Tell somebody, say hold on. Here tonight without telling y'all what my mama used to tell us when we were nothing but little bitty children, and when our back was showing up against the wall and we were right smack dab in the center of a storm, and most importantly some of those so-called friends that had promised my mama that they were going to be with her even until the end, when we got right in the center of our storm, y'all know exactly what happened. They vanished on my mama. But then my mama would look at all of those 15 head of children and say, he may not come exactly when you want him, but he always hold on.
Hold on. Old man playing Santa Claus, blew in the town with old Jack Frost. Now he's handing out candy canes and smiles for free. People scurry with their lists, rushing around to buy those gifts that will end up wrapped up underneath that tree. I'm sitting at this red light, looking at a manger scene, watching snowflakes kiss that baby, and it makes me think. I wonder what God wants for Christmas. Something that you can't find in a store. Maybe peace on earth, no more empty seats in church, might be what's on his wish list. I wonder what God wants for Christmas.
lost my way. You give me, so I say, you are good. Bring the beat in. But everyone doubts me. You told me that I am your child and you'll never leave me. So I take out my pen and my pad and write what's inside of me. Now I'm seeing it all come to pass right in front of me. But you came and restored me right in the nick of time. Lord, you kept me from danger seen and unseen. And your grace and mercy is sufficient for me.
got it.
You're
listening to
the Anointed One, and you can catch the wave right here at NFIRadio.com. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. You are catching the wave.
Rejoice in the Lord and praise His name.
Join now Faith International Ministries out of Atlanta, Georgia and Raleigh, North Carolina on People TV 24 or live stream us at peopletv.org anywhere in the world. Every Sunday at 5 p.m. till 6 p.m. for the top 10 video gospel countdown of the month. Hosted by Reverend Ferlin Carney, it's quartet and contemporary gospel video, old and new of your favorite. Don't miss us, every Sunday 5 p.m. till 6 p.m. on People TV Channel 24 Atlanta, Georgia, or live stream us at peopletv.org and catch the wave on the NFI Television Gospel Broadcast. And now Faith International Ministry. For more information on how to be a guest, email us at itbelongtogod@yahoo.com.
The hottest mixes on the planet.
Yep.
You're rocking with the best.
NFI, North Carolina.
And in the last days, says the Lord, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. The promise of the Father is the Spirit without measure. So we ask Him tonight to saturate us.
God, our Creator and King, reigning over us, we lift our voices to sing, You are glorious, we adore You now, let Your love pour out on us, saturate us. We fill the air with the song of Your praise. You are worthy, and we give You glory. We reach for the heavens, 'cause we want Your presence to fill this place. You fill the air with the rain from the cloud of Your glory, and You saturate us. You open the heavens and cover Your people with love and grace. Saturate us now. will praise you. You are worthy. You stand alone. We fill the air with the song of your praise. You are worthy. Yeah, you fill the air with the rain from the cloud of your glory. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now, let's join Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, Raleigh, North Carolina. Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening. How in the world are you doing today? To God be all the glory, and we give him the praise. Oh, come worship the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I thank God for Jesus, and I thank God for this opportunity to speak forth his word. Today we're going to go, if thus says the Lord, in the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, and we're going to read verse 3:16. Chapter 3, verse 16. And this is what it says. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, Lord, we just say thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and for your mercy. Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for giving us the desire to want to read your word and to love your word. In Jesus' name, Lord, even as I open my mouth, Lord, you speak to your people, and I know that I'm one of those people. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. The subject, Bible. And if we look at Bible, B is for basic. Basic. I is for instruction. The next B is for before. L, leaving. Basic instruction before leaving earth. I thank God for this opportunity. It's so amazing how the Lord will give you what you need when you need it. And I was asking the Lord, Lord, what in the world am I going to talk about? And that's what it came up to. And I don't know if my phone has cut off or not. It is. Okay. Okay, sorry about that. My phone cut off. Basic instruction before leaving Earth. The basic is the very least thing. Eventually, we're going to all leave Earth. And we will leave this Earth. We were going to leave this earth. We will spend eternity somewhere. Jesus is coming to collect his own. Notice I said his own. Because people, I hear people all the time say, you know, we all God's children. But that's not what Jesus said. Because he told the Pharisees, you are of your father, the devil. So, but Jesus is coming back to collect his own, and we can look for him any day. A lot of stuff we see going on now is what Jesus said was going to happen just before he returned. He said he was coming back, and he said he was coming back for a church without a spot nor a wrinkle, and everybody else after Jesus collect his is going to be left behind. When you go on any kind of a trip, you usually prepare for that trip. You make your reservations, pack your bags, close your house, arrange transportation, and many other things it take to be in readiness to leave on an extended journey. But most people don't think about that they are going to eventually leave this earth. And when they do leave this earth, they got to make preparations because you're going to spend eternity somewhere. And I thank God, you know, that he let me know that he's coming back at any time. We can expect him at any time. Because he said that, look up, because your redemption draws near. If you're not familiar with the place that you're going to, you do research to find out about it. Now, for instance, if you are going to another country, there are several things you will want to know. Where is the country located on the map? What is the average temperature? Because you're going to want to know what kind of clothes you need to take with you. Do you need to take heavy coats and pants and shirts? Or do you need to take lightweight clothing? Because are you going to Alaska, where it's really cold at, or are you going to Australia, where it's really hot at? Where are you going? What is the average temperature? What kind of food do they eat there? Do you want to take you something, you know, canned stuff? You might not like to eat snails and snakes and stuff like that. So you might want to take you some canned stuff, and then meats, and then you can eat your vegetables. You'll want to know about the medical treatment in that region. And you'll want to find out from your insurance company, do they cover your medical bills if you have to go to a hospital in another country, and will you be able to buy medicine that you might need if you're in another country? You'll want to know about how safe the area is, because you know they still have in some countries in up in the mountains and stuff, they have what they call headhunters. Somebody that's trying to cut your head off because nobody, it might be a place that nobody have ever gotten to tell them about the goodness of Jesus. If you're planning to spend eternity with the Lord, there are certain basic facts you'll need to know. Basic means minimum requirement. See, you don't have to know the whole Bible to get to heaven. You don't have to know the whole Bible, but there are certain basic facts that you do need to know. The least or the smallest amount you need to know to get to heaven. You will have to have a teachable spirit. Some people don't have a teachable spirit because they have all of the answers before they ever find out what the question is. And do you know anybody like that? I know several people that they have the answer, but they don't know what the question is. So we need to know what the question is before we start trying to answer the question. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Instruction means to impart knowledge, direct or teach. See, that's just like if you're going to have, when we were in school, we had a play every once in a while. We had a Thanksgiving play. We had a Christmas play. And then at Easter time, we had an Easter play. And those things like that. And we had to know those things. We had to practice and practice and practice. And it's the same way when we are dealing with Jesus. We need to practice to do what he did. How did he live on this earth without sin? Hallelujah. What did the word tell us where Jesus was concerned? First, we know that the word told us that, hallelujah, he was without sin. Hallelujah. You may choose to use words, pictures, or show by an example, and that's what Jesus did. He showed us by example how to live. The word tells us that he was born of a virgin. We have to believe that. We have to believe that he is the Son of God. That's something else we have to believe. Romans 6:23 says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. There is only one or two places you can go after death, heaven or hell. But you may ask the question, who sins? The answer is everybody. Romans 3:23 says, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means I have sinned, you have sinned. And the thing is, if you're born on this earth, and you don't, even if you never committed a sin, you are born a sinner because you take on the nature of your parents. When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, every person after them sinned except Jesus. Sin came down through the Father because it was Adam. God gave Adam the instructions. So I don't know what would have happened if Eve had eaten the fruit and Adam didn't. I don't know. I don't know where Adam was when Eve was talking to the serpent. I don't know any of that. All I know is that they all blame each other. Adam said, oh, well, this woman that you gave me. But he was lonely. God could see that he was lonely.
See, even God wasn't by himself. Jesus was with God from the very beginning. The Holy Spirit was with God. So God had fellowship. Hallelujah. But Adam didn't have anybody that looked like himself. There are so many questions to be answered. And all those questions do have answers. They all are found in the scriptures. Or just say it like this, the Holy Bible. The thing is, you don't have to have the answer to them all in order to get to heaven. Some basic or minimum requirement. In St. John chapter 3, verse 3, it says, Jesus told Nicodemus, truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. See, and I look every time God says something twice, you better look back at it and read it again. Hallelujah. When God said, if God said, Carolee, I'm going to pay special attention to that. He wants my undivided attention when he get ready to tell me what he's going to tell me, because he called my name twice and let me know that he means for me to do what he want me to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When Jesus tell us something twice, we need to take special note of that fact. St. John chapter 3 verse 7 says, Jesus came straight out and told him, you must be born again. Hallelujah. I'm like Nicodemus. How in the world do you be born again when you sitting up here old? You bit twice the size of your mama. Hallelujah. How you going to be born again? I say, if you don't like how you were born the first time, why don't you try being born again? Hallelujah. Nicodemus said, how do you be born again? Can we enter the second time into our mother's womb? And Jesus said, Mother, not I say unto you, you must be born again. Preachers preach all the time and don't mention how to be born again. That's another one of those questions that need an answer. Paul tells us in Romans 10:9-10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So then, the first step is acknowledge that you're a sinner. A lot of people say, but I'm a good person. And there's a story that comes on TV on Saturday, I think it's Saturday night, it might be Sunday, I'm not sure, but anyway, I watch it. These men go out in the street and they talk to people about their salvation, and every one of them has said, well, I'm a good person. And well, no, not every one of them, because some of them say, well, I just don't believe that God will send anybody to hell because everybody have told me that he's a kind and loving God. And they are right. God does not send anybody to hell. He just don't let you get into heaven if you're a sinner and if you don't repent and if you don't accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the way. I'm the only way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father but by me. In other words, if Jesus loved me enough to give his life for me, then once I accept him as my Lord and Savior, then I ought to love him enough to tell everybody what Jesus has done for me. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But basic instruction before leaving earth is you can't listen to everyone, have some advice to give you. Because, see, there's a lot of places out here that teach stuff that the Word of God doesn't say.
There are some Bibles, hallelujah, that doesn't say the same thing as the King James Version and some of the other versions. Hallelujah, one of them is, hallelujah, well, I won't call that name, but in one of those Bibles it says that in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And there's another version that says in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. Hallelujah. He wasn't God. Jehovah is not just a God. He is the God. He's the only God, hallelujah, that we have to worship and that we have to obey. Hallelujah. They are like them scribes and the Pharisees. Pull a long face and try to look holy and have you doing things or abstaining from things they can't do themselves. They can't do it, but they want you to do it. Things that's too hard. That's what Jesus told him, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. If you notice, I have not said anything about hell or the devil until now. I don't give him credit for anything, but some basic instructions where he is concerned is he doesn't care who he uses. He stands ready to use you if you let him. And by the way, the bigger your title is, the happier the devil is, because usually if you got a title and a great big title, you usually have a lot of people following you. And if you obey the devil, they'll lead you straight to hell. Hallelujah. The devil knows he doesn't have a lot of time to get his job done. He knows he's going to hell. He knows he can't even repent. Hallelujah. He can't repent because God won't hear him. If you know he doesn't, wait a minute. If you let him ride with you, he'll surely end up driving, and you will have to go wherever he takes you. He'll take you somewhere you don't want to go and keep you longer than you want to stay. And that is an eternity. When you get to hell, you can't get out. Usually, that is straight to hell with a one-way ticket. When not if the devil start to bother you, call on Jesus with the singleness of mind, and he will depart from you. The word, in other words, if you say it like Jesus said, draw near to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. See, the devil is scared of you because, see, the devil started out in heaven, so he knows what's in heaven, and he know the power and authority that God has. So what he would do, he would try to make your mind go somewhere else. He don't want you to think about what Jesus have done for you. He doesn't want that. He wants you, and another thing that he has, he wants you to think that you got a lot of time to get stuff in. But see, the thing is, you don't, and you have. You got all the time you want. But see, the thing is, you don't know when you're going to leave planet Earth. You don't know when you're going to die, but when you die, you're done. That's what people don't know. When you die, you've done everything you came to earth to do. Hallelujah. The next thing is very basic, but is one of the things that will keep you close to the Lord. If I say a thousand times, it won't be enough. That's how important it is. Read your Bible every day. That's how you draw near to God. Spend time with him daily. Read the word on a regular basis. Reading the word on a regular basis will burn the end of the, I can't see. The word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Isn't that amazing? We have to hide the word of God in our heart. And then when things come up against us, we can tell the devil, look, I know that you came from hell, so you can go straight back there where you came from, because I'm not tolerating you today. Because you know what? That happened similar today. The young lady called me, and she was just crying. She said, Ella Harris, she told me who she was. She said, I'm hurt so bad, my legs are hurting me so bad, I don't know what to do. And I said, okay. And I took off and I started praying. And I told the legs, first I read St. Mark, the 11th chapter. I started reading at verse 21, and I read all the way down to verse 26. And then I told, the word said, speak to the mountain, and the mountain will have to move. And I have to believe those things that I say when I pray. It didn't say if I pray, it said when I pray. So I fell in and I started praying. And I told that pain, I said, pain, the word said, I got the authority to speak to you, and you have to obey me. So you go straight back to hell where you came from, but we're not tolerating you today. Hallelujah. Pain, get up out of this young lady's legs and do it now. Hallelujah, because I got the authority. The Lord said we could cast our cares on him. And because, hallelujah, we can cast our cares on him, we're not tolerating you today, devil. Hallelujah. You, hallelujah, is the problem. And we're getting rid of you right now. I've got the authority. Hallelujah. And you have to obey in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I said, Lord, thank you. So when I, and then after I got through praying, I asked her, baby, I said, how you feel? She said, I feel a whole lot better than I did when you started praying. She said, that pain is eased up, way up. I said, oh, okay. So she said, somebody's trying to get me, trying to get me on my other line. I said, okay, I'll talk to you later, baby. So she went on about her business, and I haven't heard anything else from her. So that's the word for today. You need some basic instructions before you leave this earth, because somebody told, or a man told me, an old man, in his, well in his 80s, told me, you'll know if you're saved or not when you get to heaven. I said, honey, if you don't know before you get to heaven, you're going to wind up in sitting over in the middle of hell. And I can tell you that once you get in, you can't get out. There's a one-way arrow setting where hell is. And he said, no, I'll find out when I get there. I said, okay, but it'll be too late then. But we have to trust God for our salvation. Tell him, Lord, I sinned. Lord, I messed up. And because you get saved, that doesn't mean that you won't mess up again. But if you do mess up, and like the word says, if you say you have no sin, you are lying and the truth is not in you. So somehow or another, sometimes something will come out of your mouth that maybe hurt somebody's feeling. You may do something that will hurt somebody's feeling. You might say something that you shouldn't say. Hallelujah. But therefore, you just repent for that, turn away from that, and keep moving forward. Because, hallelujah, God said he'd forgive you. Every time you come to him and ask him to forgive you, he will forgive you. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. Now I want to pray for these people. Hallelujah, that I'm looking at their names. One is Janice. Hallelujah. Lord, I lift Janice up to you in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, look on Starlet in a special way, God. Look on Kimmy and Raina and Aaliyah. Lord, I lift all these people up to you in a special way. Lord, remember Reverend Kearney, how he has opened up this station for us to preach your word and to teach your word and to talk to your people. Hallelujah. And all those that are going to become your people. Hallelujah. Those that need to be born again. Oh, God, open up their understanding so that they, hallelujah, will hear. Because the word said, how can I hear? How can I know without a preacher? Hallelujah. So, Lord, open up the sinner's ear so that they can hear, hallelujah, your word. And let them understand that they got to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah, that he was born of a virgin. Hallelujah, that he hallelujah, was buried for 3 days, and that he got up out of that tomb, and now he's sitting on the right-hand side of the Father in heaven. So, Lord, I said thank you, hallelujah, for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. For it's in Jesus' name I pray this prayer. And now may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. We'll see you next week right back here on the NFI Gospel Radio Network, if thus says the Lord. Be blessed and bye-bye.
Something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he opened all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day.
You've been listening to Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry radio broadcast. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday from 1 o'clock p.m. until 1:30 p.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
And brother, this could be that very day. I have learned in all that happened just to praise him. For I know he's working all things for my good. Every tear I shed is worth all the investment. I know he'll see me through. He said he would. He has promised. I know ear can hardly fathom all the things he has in store for those who pray. I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day. When God's people humble themselves and call on Jesus, and they look to heaven expecting as they pray, I just feel like something good is just about to happen. And brother, this could be that very day.
You know, Todd, I've noticed all the bad news in the paper.
I have two bills. Seem like things are getting bleaker. Oh, but for the child of God, it makes no difference.
And here's the good news. Things are bound to get better.
Either way. In the darkest night, there's still hope for tomorrow. Sunshine's always breaking through the clouds of gray.
I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, this could be. Just
Thank you.